Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Terry Stoltz joins me every Friday morning as we preview our high school game of the week. It's South at Columbus North tonight, a jaunt over 46 East in a Conference Indiana matchup. With a victory, South is one step away from their third consecutive Conference Indiana championship. Columbus North will put up a good fight tonight. Terry tells us all about it.
They've got a deep and a talented team with some older guys. This will be a test tonight for JR. I don't think he ever is worried about playing a game, but conference game on the road. This should be a good one tonight. And Columbus North now has got all their players back, so I'm looking for a good game tonight.
It's no surprise the Panthers have won 9 straight twice this season. It's a product of the system. It's a product of how they move the basketball.
Yeah, the system is you move the ball, you get people open shots, you also get layups. I mean, they're outstanding shooters anyway, two in particular, and a couple of more are starting to work their way into that. Everybody knows Chance Coyle and Anthony Leal, their leading scorers. But Noah Jaeger and Phil King are starting to heat up. You know, Phillip's been back long enough now after a football injury that he missed the first 5 games. He's really rounding into shape. And all that means is South's going to be even tougher to beat since you've got a senior that's been a starter for 3 years back now. South pretty much operating on all cylinders.
Terry will have Chalk Talk with Coach J.R. Holmes just after 7 o'clock. John Callahan will join him on the broadcast after 7:30. Indiana Sports Talk with Bob Lovell follows our post-game show. So a big night of high school hoops here on WGCL. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers welcome the Minnesota Golden Gophers to the Simon Scott Assembly Hall tonight at 7:30. Indiana's already had a really good week. They blew the doors off of Rutgers in New Jersey on Monday night, holding the Scarlet Knights to only 43 points. Remember, the Hoosiers have already handled the Gophers once this season up in Minnesota. Now they get a chance to sweep the season series here in Bloomington.
Yeah, it's good to get off the road on Monday night and give our guys some time to recover. We're kind of a little bit beat up, probably like a lot of teams this year, so just trying to use the time to recuperate, refresh, and work hard in practice for short bursts. But obviously Friday being able to get back on the home court versus Minnesota, we're excited for the opportunity.
Coach Miller was asked, after 5 games in 18 days, does it feel weird having time between ball games?
Yeah, we were really on a grind, man. I mean, it was difficult to even like process, the actual game that you just finished because you were moving so fast into another one. But I think we took some time yesterday. We reviewed the Michigan State and the Rutgers sort of series there, the 2 games in 3 days with our team. We're able to talk about some things that happened, in those 2 games that hopefully will help us improve as we keep moving forward. And I think that's just the big thing now is to take a deep breath. It's going to go fast, we know that, but keep seizing opportunities for individuals in our team to continue to play their best at the right time of the year. You never know until you keep pounding away, and you just don't know what's ahead of you. One win could lead to a lot of good things. So we're just trying to prepare to finish the season as well as we can.
The Hoosiers will enjoy the comforts of home as they host Minnesota tonight at 7:30 and Illinois Wednesday night at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall before heading back on the road next Saturday to Iowa. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.